like where two parts of the house come together and it makes a corner.
Yeah, but what did you call it? We had it, but I really don't know the words what you would, how you would put that together.
Valley, some of them called it, or...
The valley is like where it would slope down in. One would be going this way and one this way.
Right,
yeah, that's what you call it, in the valley.
Okay.
See, I couldn't even remember that until you said it. Because, I mean, you don't do things like that now.
That's right. That's right. Don't have any need to really talk about it. How would they call the cows to come in? Do you remember?
Well, you know, most of the hours would come up a certain time every day. They like people.
Mm-hmm.
They know when to come home.
They knew when it was time to eat. Or
My grandchildren go out in the yard and play, and they want to see certain things on television. My daughter was telling me, she said, "Well, Mama, they can come in the house exactly." Said, "So and so on." They were like the cows. They knew what time it was coming on. I guess in their little minds, and they could tell.
Uh-huh.
She said, "I mean, it'd be right on the dot when they would come in to see that program."
So not a watch or anything.
Guess the cows. When you had bells to ring too, a lot of times that way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we did. We had some cowbells, they called it. And you'd go out and ring those bells, and the cows would come in.
Okay. What about the calves? They would come with them?
With the cow. Mm-hmm. They would tag along.
How would you call to the mules or horses? Did you have any horses?
Yeah, my husband had a horse, but I don't remember because I didn't miss it with that horse. So I don't know how to do it.
Do you have to call the mules to come up, or?
No, you know what? You always kept your mules in your lot. When you'd use the mules out in the field, you'd bring them in and get them in their shed. They called it the shed, what you had, the trough that would put your corn in.
Mm-hmm.
And they would be glad to get in that cool. They didn't want to stay outside.
Okay. Do you remember anybody raising any sheep in this area?
No, I sure don't.
Goats?
Yeah. I remember people having goats. Because we had a goat at the jail. My husband bought it and bought this little wagon, and we had our little nephew that stayed with us after his father died. And Wilson thought he was doing something. He made a little cart, and he got that goat. And every child in town, everywhere around, was over at the jail to play. And then when they come in and sit on the couch, and I said, "This will not do that goat. Got to go." My couch smoked just like a goat. But a lot of people raise goats to keep the grass and the trees and things down, old things that they didn't want. And we had some at Roswellville that milked the goats. I don't know if they're doing that now or not, but they milked their goats in recent jails.
Make cheese out of it sometimes. I've eaten that.
Have you? I don't want anything to do with goat.
How about the pigs? How would you call them?
Pig? Beep, 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 beep. They were so pretty.
Were they?
Yeah. Now, we had those. I remember that on the farm up until my husband took sick.
Mm-hmm.
And I had him in the hospital. He had what you call a pig parlor now. See, in recent years, that's the reason I said, you can start back in the old days and then you can gradually come right on up. Because in the days now, they call them pig parlors that you put your hogs in.
Mm-hmm. In that
place.
It's like with a roof over it and all.
Oh, yeah, and you got your spigots and turn them on automatic and they come on. That's what we had out of town farm.
Mm-hmm.
And they would go in and lie down and had your big feeders there and you just put so much feed in it for them and then you'd go on about your business and you didn't have to go back 2 or 3 days. But when he was in the hospital, he had about 30, he called them tops. They were ready to sell. And that Saturday, I went out to the farm with one of my little friends to help me to see about things, and two of the hogs were gone. We counted every time we'd go, because I had them in different places. He stalls, he called it out there, and two was missing. So I went back and I told him that. So now I said, "I don't know how to tell you this, but two of your hogs are gone." He said, "Well, go back and look. We found where somebody had stole them and carried them further out in the woods and they butchered them."